the cheesiest of pizzas, the sauciest of chicken wings. I've been craving all of this stuff all of 2019. Get a little grumble in my stomach before bed the other night. So I know that I need to eat something, but I know it needs to be healthy. And of course, I want to reach for the cookies and the chips and the chocolate and the popcorn with butter and salt. But no, I have willpower. So I grab strawberries and blueberries, head back to the bedroom, and it turns out my girlfriend also had a bedtime snack craving. But she didn't choose the strawberries and blueberries. No, she didn't want to share with me. Instead, she had a 4 to 6 serving big old plastic container of tiramisu cake and was shoveling it into her mouth next to me as I'm dreaming of basically the chocolate factory and Candyland. Does that make her a jerk or justify? Call up 222-2899.
Oh, God. It makes my stomach... Like, I feel like I did an ab workout. My stomach crunches laughing so hard at the thought, at the vision of your girlfriend taunting you like that. It's comical because it's you. But if you break it down and we generalize this, that's kind of mean. That's really mean. That's not being the supportive spouse that she should be. So I call this jerk.
So if she, her New Year's resolution is to change her hair color from blonde to brown, he's got to change
doesn't
his hair color too?
It doesn't take willpower to change hair color. It doesn't take effort. This is something that's a struggle for a lot of people eating right. A lot of people, I should say all of us. But to have your partner sitting inches away from you eating something that you can smell and almost taste is mean. It's cruel.
It's still justified. It is your struggle. It is your diet. It is your willpower. And as I said 15 minutes ago, that it only enhances your willpower. It supports the fact that, listen, if you cave because she's eating tiramisu, that means you never really wanted to do the resolution in the first place.
You're right.
Justified.
He probably doesn't. Nobody does.
That's why you make one, because you want to. All right. I say justify. And by the way, we take calls on and off the air, and we got the tally going up right now.
That's the case and the testimony. Now it's time for the verdict. 222-2899.
I'm going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Jerk.
On the surface, it may sound a little jerky. But you're with someone that loves you. If they didn't love you, right, you'd think it's a but they don't do it maliciously. It's just they're eating, you're eating. They support you. They're not trying to change you.
They do it deliciously.
Yeah, that too.
And not maliciously. Deliciously. That cake looks so good. You vote jerk or justified. Hi, The Buzz.
Justified. I feel bad for both of them.
Thank you. Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
You're a complete jerk. That's just not okay. You can at least try for a week.
But she's not on the diet. He is. So why should she change her habits when it's his resolution, not hers?
Because it's the right thing to do.
Okay. Maybe she doesn't love you. He said it's for the person you love.
Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or justified? I don't even want to think about that.
Yeah, you do, Kanye. It's justified.
Justified.
Oh,
it worked
wow.
out, guys. Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
She is not on a diet. Right. She is justified.
Thanks, Bill.
He is a jerk because he's on a diet and he said something to her.
Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Justified.
Woo.
They're not on a diet, so they have a right to eat what they want.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, but not right in front of them. Like, his tummy is growling, and he's having stupid little berries that really doesn't satisfy your craving. And she's right in front, I mean, inches away.
Oh, she's hungry, too, so that's what she wants to eat.
Yeah.
But tiramisu, are you kidding me?
Did she
might as well break open a lobster tail.
Did she have, like, the saucer right up to her? She's just shoveling
it
straight in?
No, it was a big plastic container, like a loaf of bread or like cake comes in if you go to the grocery store. Ridiculous.
Didn't even put it on a plate.
No!
Nice, awesome.
Right from the thing.
Still justified, right, man?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. 222-2899. She decided to eat tiramisu next to me while I was eating strawberries and blueberries to try to stick to my New Year's resolution. Is she a jerk or justified? Hi, The Buzz.
Hi, she is justified. Look at happiness. Let her be happy.
Happy wife, happy life, right?
I don't understand.
Happy wife, happy life.
She's not my wife.
She doesn't need to support you. That's your New Year's goal.
And if she wants to break out, let her break out. She can do what she wants. You do what you want. What she's doing does not affect you.
That is remarkable that you won't stick by your significant other. And you're promoting that, not to stick by your significant other. When you find your significant other and they have a weakness, you got to help them be strong.
My wife is on a diet all the time. Am I supposed to, not eat what I want to eat? I can't go to Taco Bell because she's on a diet.
Not
I'll be miserable.
You're not supposed to live, Moss.
She's got to be a closet eater. She's got to do it in the garage or in the backyard by the shed. Nope. Not right in front of him and next to him in bed.
Food is happiness. Do not take away her happiness because you want to change.
Thank you very much. See ya. Justified's in the lead. Let's keep going. Mm-hmm. Hi, The Buzz. Jerker Justified. Hi, Jerker Justified.
Okay. In the beginning, when you made the resolution, did she say that she was going to support you in any way that she could?
Isn't it kind of implied?
I mean, I don't have it in writing.
But you said that she wanted to eat healthier too, right?
Well, it wasn't as hardcore as me. Me, I'm like, I have a schedule listed every day except for the cheat day. You know what I mean? I know when I'm going to eat salmon and veggies and rice, and I know when I'm going to eat asparagus and salad and avocado and stuff. So it's pretty hardcore. But hers is not. She just wants to make better choices. Some blanket statement.
Well, then she's a jerk because making a better choice is not eating tiramisu next to you in bed.
All right, there you go. Thank you.
It's kind of selfish, isn't it? You see, I keep going back to, you see the one you love struggling, and you have to do all it takes. You get a sacrifice. You have to make sacrifices. I know it's unfortunate, but if you don't want to make these sacrifices, then you should be single. You have to sacrifice for your significant other. I mean, you don't have to cut tiramisu out of your life forever, just not when you're around.
If she's single, don't you think she's going to eat more cake in bed if I break up with her?
Right?
Well, maybe that's what she wants. Yeah. Maybe this is...
maybe it's a sign.
I still think it's justified. It's your diet. It's not hers.
All right, next juror. Hi, The Buzz. Jerker Justified.
Justified.
I am in shock. Who is showing up to the jury today? A bunch of tiramisu lovers.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Next juror. Hi, The Buzz. Jerker Justified.
I have a question.
Okay.
Wow.
Is she offering any to you, or is she teasing you while she's eating it?
No, there's no nana-nana poo-poos. But no, I mean, she's like 6 inches from my face. If the fork flicks in the right direction, I'm getting whipped cream on my nose. That's how close she is.
Then she's justified.
Then she's justified? That is not what I thought you were going to say.
That'll do it. That's it.
That's it, baby.
Wow.
Hey, cake by the ocean.